Thoughts on Luke. Luke chapter 1 in verse 80. A pause. And what a pause it is. Now we've had all this excitement. The birth of John the Baptist. The promise of the birth of the Messiah. And these songs of praise and these prophecies, it's all been coming. And it's all been so exciting. And the villagers are talking about it and so on. And wonderful prophecy from Zechariah. This lad is going to be the forerunner of the great Messiah. And then we get this, verse 80. Let me just read the words to you. I think the words themselves just will make the point. And the child grew. This is John the Baptist. And the child grew and became strong in spirit. And he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel. Luke chapter 1 and verse 80. It's all so mundane. He's got aged parents. We don't know what happened. The child just grows up. He develops as a boy. He becomes strong. He becomes strong in spirit. Whether that means spiritually or whether in his attitude and his manner, his temperament and so on. And he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel. All the excitement, all the praise, all the prophecy comes to this extended pause. Shall we say 30 years, roughly speaking? What a verse it is. What a world of experience and learning and maturing is going on during these, shall we say, 30 years. How much water has flooded under the bridge? And in the circumstances, how many baking hot days had come and gone in the desert. The sun had been pouring down. And this child, he'd become a toddler, then he'd become a young boy, he'd become a young man, and for 30 years, he's in obscurity, hidden. Nothing seems to happen, this is the point I'm making, until he appeared publicly to Israel. And the same will be said, in effect, about the Messiah himself. All the excitement and all the wonderful events around his birth and so on. And then, for 30 years, almost silence. There's just one event and one or two things are said. But you see, I believe there's valuable lessons. Perhaps not for you, my friend, my brother and sister, but for me, certainly. I'm so impatient. I'm so in a rush. I know I feel it. I want it to happen now. I do something and I want results now. I want to see the effect now. I'm really looking for now. But the mills of God, it has been said, they grind so slowly, but they grind exceeding sure. Let me say we, but I certainly speak for myself. I'm too eager. Like a little child. You know, the little child sows some seeds and nothing comes up for a day or two. So what does he do? He pokes about with it. And then the plants appear, the little cotyledons and so on. And he digs them up again to see how the roots are getting on. This is fatal. No, we're so eager to get on. What I sow today may take 25, 30, 40, 50 years to develop. I don't know. I find this a tremendous encouragement, a rebuke to me. Leave it to the Lord. Wait and see. Wait upon the Lord. God has his purpose. God has his time. He's been saying this for hundreds of years, that this Messiah and the forerunner before him are going to come. They've come now. There's tremendous excitement at the time. And then hiatus. But no, God is working his purpose out. And his timing is always perfect. As for the Lord, his way is perfect. God will perfect that which concerns me. I want to exercise more trust, more reliance, more patience in the Lord, more waiting for him, not pressing on and in flesh doing damage to the cause of God. Oh, for the spirit of waiting and seeing the hand of the Lord.